The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early Sunday morning. You're with us every Sunday, I hope. Well, you're in for a good treat today. The ABCs of the new tax laws. Pretty soon we have to fill out those tax returns. And we have with us someone who's going to break it down for us, Brian Campbell, CEO and founder of Rockland Professional Services, otherwise known as Rockland Pro. Welcome to the show. God, we have a lot to talk about today. New tax laws. I mean, should we be scared about what's happening here?
Depends on who you are. Okay. Some should and maybe some shouldn't.
Okay. So, for instance, what's your views? I mean, there's so much written about the new tax laws, and now we're finally going to go through it. You know, before it was conceptual. Okay, here's the tax laws. Okay, now we actually have to put them to use. So what's your kind of views on what they did and kind of what's the opportunities, what's the messiness, and kind of how can you break that down for us?
Sure. So some of it is a little bit of magic, where there's some good elements of it that I think people are going to be surprised to see. And there's some parts that people are still confused about. Some are confused as individuals. Some are confused as businesses. To be frank, so is the IRS. They're also confused.
Yeah. You think they'd have that down by now?
You would think.
So again, right now they're not in business because of the government shutdown. But so the new tax laws, you know, I guess some taxpayers are going to benefit from it. Some are not. I mean, is there any like broad consensus that most people will benefit from it? How would you break that down?
Sure. So I would say that most taxpayers will benefit from it, but there are some that are still not going to benefit from it. At the end of last year, as we were preparing taxes for 2017, we took a look as best we could at the information we had at the time at my specific clients to see how they were going to be impacted potentially, again, based on limited guidance that was available at that time. And generally speaking, most taxpayers were going to be in a better spot. Part of the way I look at it, too, is a lot of the benefits are around the standard deduction for those who take it. About 75% of tax payers do take the standard deduction. So for those folks, they've just doubled that deduction.
So that's definitely a win for those type of people.
Absolutely.
Now, how are we supposed to get all this stuff on an index card? Remember, that was the theme, to get all those tax returns. And this is probably a pretty big index card, I guess, right?
Yeah, so the index card is actually like a half a piece of paper. Yeah, so take out your standard 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, and what do you got? You got half of that. And it's funny, too,
because so standard deduction was part of trying to make it cleaner, right? Make it easier and not go through all the itemization and just take one big number and make it easier, I guess, if that's such a thing.
Yeah, that was the plan. And I think to a certain extent that kind of sort of was achieved, but there's also kind of a side joke on it also. So here it is now. You've got this Form 1040, which is now a half a piece of paper, right? Half of a standard piece of paper, which is fantastic. However, the rest of us tax preparers, we're looking at going, well, where's the rest of the stuff? You know, outside of things like the itemized deductions, which come on Schedule A. Right. And where is it? Well, to get all that additional detail, they've actually created 6 or 7 new schedules that get added to the original 1040.
So you think, again, with the shutdown and the complexity of more than an index card, that it'll be a different date than April 15th or filing? I mean, because look, most of us Americans, you know, if we have a science project on Friday, we do a Thursday night as kids, right? And we go get to adulthood. And if it's April 15th, it seems like, you know, that April 14th. But seriously, with everything that's happening now, with the government shutdown, with a confusion about it, with, you know, these different forms, I mean, do you think that can impact April 15th and push it back and give us more time to do our science project?
That's a great question. I wish I had the crystal ball. I wish I could tell you, yeah, there's a good chance that they're going to extend it. I'm not banking on it, nor should my clients be banking on, nor should anybody else, right? So I what I'm actually seeing today is the phone's ringing a lot sooner this year than it has in years past. And I think because people worried about what they need to have ready and available to prepare their returns this year, they're making that early phone call. They want to get out of the way. This way, if there is something that's missing, they still have time to get it done before that April 15th date.
That's great. So if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances right here every Sunday morning on WHUD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the ABCs of the new tax laws. Actually, ABCD all the way through. We're with a professional who deals in taxes for a long, long time, Brian Campbell, the CEO and founder of Rockland Professional Services, giving some insight into what we can expect as taxpayers. Now, what are you telling your clients right now that kind of prep for 2019? Like, obviously, you know, collect the stuff that comes in the mail, put it in a separate folder, don't let the dog chew it, or maybe you want the dog. So what are you telling your clients right now to kind of prep for 2019?
Yeah, so I'm telling them, don't do anything differently today than you've done in prior years, right? Give us what you got. Some of it may be able to use, some of it we may not. So on those itemized deductions, you know, maybe you will be taking the standard deduction where traditionally you've taken the itemized deduction. We won't know that.
So you basically, but you basically have a program, I guess, that runs it both ways, right? That says, okay, take your standard deduction. This is what your tax liability is. Do it this way, the different write-offs and so forth. This is your tax liability, and then you choose which is the right plan for the client?
Yeah, absolutely. What we do is we take all the information that's available, you know, as provided by the client. We run it both ways. Hey, what does it look like with the standard deduction? What does it look like with the itemized deduction? And then whatever's best for you, that's what we do. Same thing with clients who ask us, oh, should I file married filing jointly or separately? Well, let's put it together. Here's what it looks like separately. Here's what it looks like jointly. This is what's better for you. Here are the other impacts. We make a decision together.
Yeah, it seems like you just can't take a little number two pencil out and start writing and slapping out some numbers. And you definitely need a computer program, I feel, to kind of capture all this.
Yeah, some of it's computer-based, right, because it runs the calculations for you. But some of it's also intuitive, you know, it's based on experience.
Right, right. That's great. So again, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS to Your Finances. We're with you every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. So what if you look at the tax law changes, and I think, I mean, what is it? It's like a book of like 800 pages now. I mean, I don't know how thick this thing is. But what do you think are the what kind of surprised you about the tax law, the new kind of tax law?
Well, I was for me personally, I was really surprised about the SALT deduction, right? So on the itemized deductions, the state and local tax, having it capped at $10,000, I was really surprised about that. Maybe it's because I live in New York, right. I work in New York, and that's going to personally impact me. But also, you know, this was written, you know, by a team that's, you know, done with Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. And he's in real estate, so one would think that, you know, he would.
I think it surprised a lot of people, especially those probably listening today, to hear that, wow, this is, I can only deduct $10,000. And of course, a lot of people say that's the only thing they think about. There are some offsetting deductions and so forth. But for that piece, it seems like that's the one that I think, again, this surprised you, surprised a lot of people. And it seems to be kind of more New York, California, the very kind of high property tax states. We'll be right back after these messages right here on WHD. GPS Your Finances. Stick around for the ABCs of the new tax laws.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. You got the coffee going, got the toast going, got the eggs going. And guess what we got going for you? The ABCs of tax planning. But before we get right back into that, you just heard a buddy, Mike Bennett, give away my books for free. What? Yeah, no, we tell them to give us the books away from free because you know what? It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So pick up the phone, call us. The first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But again, the first 20 callers, let you be the first 20 caller. Right now, call 845-371-0101. And every week, we cover a different topic. Sometimes it's the market. Sometimes it's about investing, retirement, taxes, which we have today. And guess what? A perfect companion to what we do, chapter by chapter, is in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Sometimes you can be with us. Sometimes you can't. Best way to kind of keep up with everything that's happening is order your book. 845 845-371-0101. So the ABCs of the new tax laws, oh, yeah, yay. Thankfully, we have someone here, Brian Campbell, to break it down for us. He's the CEO and founder of Rockland Professional Services, otherwise known as Rockland Pro. Thank you for being with us and trying to figure out what's going on. Right before the break, we started speaking about this, you know, state taxes. And that's when everybody I speak to is like, wait a second. That seems unfair. You know, we live in a place where we pay high property taxes, but they also don't understand it. There's also local taxes, state taxes is capped at $10,000. So can you help us enlighten us of what we should be doing as taxpayers, knowing that we have now these ceilings when it comes to deductions?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, people need to understand what is the SALT, the state and local taxes, because I get calls all the time asking, hey, listen, my tax is about $6,500. So does that mean I fall below the 10,000, you know, threshold, 10,000 cap? Well, 6,500 in what? Is it real estate tax? Is it state tax? Is it local tax? They're like, well, no, it's the real estate tax. That's the cap, right? No, not exactly. So the state and local tax includes, but is not limited to, the real estate taxes. So it also includes those state withholdings. So you get your paycheck. You have some federal withholding tax. You have your state withholding tax. Those state withholding taxes are deductible, just like the standard.
Only up to $10,000.
But now only up to $10,000. So even if your real estate tax falls just below that $10,000 mark, you might still be capped at that $10,000 when you start adding in your state and local taxes.
Yeah, so let's run through an example on that. So let's say you make $100,000. I know it's a big number, but just commas and zeros make it easier. And I guess what's New York State highest tax bracket? About 8% or something like that? Mm-hmm. So that's $8,000. So that's pretty much 80% of that $10,000 without even going into your property taxes and local taxes. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. So there'll be a little surprise there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do we fix that?
Well, New York State, as of December 28th, actually came out with a bulletin. And the bulletin there is a way that they're trying to get around some of the changes to the federal tax code. So specifically on December 28th, New York State Department of Taxation and Finance published this article. You can look it up. It's New York State decouples from certain personal income tax internal revenue code, IRC, changes for 2018 and later. So what it currently says and what they're trying to do is they're trying to decouple the itemized deductions. So if you're filing your state return, this is as opposed to your federal, this is your IT-201 for those who are New York residents, you know, filing their New York State income tax as opposed to your 1040, the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance is trying to bring back in potentially some of those state and local income taxes. And they haven't even committed to it
either. So there's definitely challenges to the law and so forth, but it seems like we have to kind of deal with it. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances right here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Also, Monday through Friday in the Mike and Casey Show, right after the traffic, you'll hear the national news, local news, stock indexes. We have you covered. And on the way back home, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, on the Andy Bales Show around 5:15 or so, you'll hear what the national averages did, the national news, local averages, which is the Hudson Valley Index, and everything that's happening there. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a day off, and Sunday, we present to you a GPS for Your Finances. And gosh, what a topic today, the ABCs of the new tax law, especially now 1099s start coming in. I've got a few of them already. Some people are going to get the heebie-jeebies and so forth. But I would to think in your business, and again, I know this sounds like, but I would to think it's not going to be as easy to do your own tax returns based on everything that you just laid out, some complexity. So, and we're where it actually benefits your industry and benefits what you do. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you go back to prior to, you know, the 2018 tax year, about 56% of taxpayers utilize tax preparers to help them file their tax returns.
So about 50-50, a little bit more 50-50.
More 50-50, yeah. slightly more.
I'm surprised that won't be like 95%.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope so, from ear looks to God's ears.
Yeah. So 56% is the people who actually go for tax professionals. Others use all the different kind of software tools and so forth. But again, it just seems like, and how about, like, so for most people, I do believe, you know, I was getting back to that science analogy. We have a science project Friday. We don't do part of it Monday. We don't do part of it Tuesday. We do it Thursday night and try to sleep. Get it in and so forth. And again, we all have done that. But it feels like this year is not a year really to do that. It feels like there's a lot more things that people really need to get
a hold of, keep copies of, and get in front of this kind of, not jump in front of your professional on April 13th or 14th and say, here, do this tax return.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, if somebody's calling me on April 12th and 13th, chances are, we're talking about a filing extension.
Right. Yeah, but as far as filing extensions, I know people get really concerned, and we're not advocating people to file extensions, but is that that big of a deal or not a deal? Like, how does that work?
It's not that big a deal, or at least it shouldn't be, right? So filing extension gives you 6 more additional months to file your tax return. Now, here's the big asterisk, right? So, yes, you may file your tax return over the next 6 months. However, you do need to pay any taxes that are due.
Right. So money's due on April 15th. Or
the money's due.
I think some years April 18th, depends on the holiday. I think last year was kind of weird. There's a holiday in there.
Right.
On April 18th. Who knows this year, 2019, with everything that's going on with the government shutdown. But certainly, you know, it's one of those things that if money is due, you need to kind of put it in. So really, you know, it's really about getting ahead of it. Now, we have a break coming up in a few minutes, but, you know, we're going to tackle a whole bunch of other things. And I hope you're really listening, tuning in, because, you know, the ABCs of tax planning. Well, I picked this topic out because it's very timely. There's a huge, huge change in the tax law, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us today. Today's topic, the ABCs of the new tax law. We're actually coming from A through Z. And we have with us Brian Campbell in the studio helping us out, trying to dissect that. But you just heard from our good friend, Mike Bennett, offer my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. And so we think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. The first 20 callers will get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. And also, if you have a tax question, leave a message, and we'll hopefully sort that out for you. So again, 845-371-0101. The book sells in Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But be the early bird. The early bird gets the worm. You're up nice and early already. Call 845-371-0101. Now, we're back to the ABCs of tax planning. Right before the break, we started saying, gee, about 56% of people go to a tax advisor or a tax preparer and get it done. And we think that number is going to grow because of the complexity. So is that something your industry is kind of looking forward to? Or is that how, again, because the more complexity means probably more help in this area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're expecting to see a lot more clients this year than we have in the past, and that's a good thing. Right. This is not something you want to tackle on your own. Even if you seek out guidance for 2018, going into 19, just to kind of get your feet wet, understand what exactly the ins and outs are, that's probably a good idea. Right. I know there's a lot of perfectly capable people out there right now, but when the IRS is still trying to finalize their guidance and tax preparers are still trying to figure out how to interpret that guidance, it's probably a good idea that average Joe should pick up the phone and give a tax preparer a call.
Like, I guess maybe a little Pepto Bismol along with that. One thing I think, we were mentioning, kind of a last minute Larry's, okay, I'll blame myself to do that and wait last minute. But, aside from just getting your taxes done, we hear that all the time, get your taxes done, and that means you put numbers on a paper. But what's the planning aspect of it now? So now, let's say, okay, so the window closed December 31st. You have to file your taxes or extend, please pay your taxes on April 15th or whatever the date's going to be this year. Wow, so many. But what can we do now to kind of plan for now 2019's tax year, which we'll deal with April 2020?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of clients are calling us today and asking us, okay, well, what do we do now that 2018 is over? What can we do to make make sure we're in the best spot for our 2018 tax preparation. I say, well, unless you have a DeLorean with a flux capacitor, there's really not a whole lot we can do.
So December 31st shuts down. It is what it is. The numbers are what they are, where it is, and then you have to work from there. But how about the planning aspect now going forward? So now we're 2019, assuming someone has already got their taxes done, or will get their taxes done. What kind of strategy would you recommend to kind of reduce their overall taxes for now this year, if they miss the boat?
Sure. So what we're doing at this point in time is really looking at what our clients are bringing us from 2018 and then using the information we've learned from the past, from 2018, to figure out what is the best thing to do for 2019. So there's really no silver bullet in terms of what should we be doing for 2019. We look at each individual client as being custom, right? So we come up with a custom plan for them based on, what their individual requirements are, whether it's the number of children they have, what they're paying for mortgage interest, mortgage taxes, what is their income threshold rate. So really we look very specific as to what each client's situation is and then come up with a strategy for them.
No, it makes sense. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS Your Finances on WHUD here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., not every morning. So sorry about that. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. But you will find us Monday through Friday, the Mike and Casey in the morning, most popular show in the Hudson Valley. So again, around 8:25, around the traffic report or so, I come on and give you the national averages, national news, local averages, local news, and on the way home, we'll get you covered there too. 5:15, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. It gives you the national averages, the national news, local indexes, and local news as well. So we got you covered, and we're definitely trying to cover you here. Now, some people may be tuning in. They're a small business owner. There's got to be a lot more opportunities, I would think. There with more complexities, there's more opportunities. So let's talk a little bit the small business owner or business owner, and when it regards, this new tax law that we're dealing with.
Sure. So I think the biggest benefit for the small business owner right now isn't so much what they can deduct, but maybe even how they can deduct it. So, for example, one of the big changes for 2018 is this thing called Section 199A. What is this thing, Section 199A?
Yeah, these numbers and letters always definitely confuse everybody too, right?
All the more reason why you contact the tax preparer, right? So what this is, it's actually a... again, not every business owner will qualify for it, but for a lot of those pass-through organizations, folks who have S-Corps, for example, they can deduct up to 20% of their net income, their net profit. And that's kind of one of the benefits that you're going to see for those small business owners.
Okay, so there's a benefit out of this if you're a small business owner, the pass-throughs and so forth. Again, obviously, we always recommend, and somewhat biased, but being an investment professional, we always recommend investment professionals. If you're going to do a will, we don't tell you to go offline and go online and print something out and call it a will. Go to someone that covers wills, estate planning, elder law care attorney. And I would definitely say now, and especially the new newsletters that we write, the complexity of now the new tax laws, even the IRS even can't figure out themselves, to try to navigate that on your own and miss a box and pay more money in penalties and tax, it's not worth it. It really is not worth it. Some of us, again, I know we want to save money on taxes, and we're not going to hold you or anybody what it costs for taxes. It really depends on your situation. But we don't want to be penny wise, dollar foolish either. I mean, again, I know there's a lot of great programs out there. To me, though, it's more than just filling out a tax return. It's strategizing and kind of looking at things you can do to try to do the best you can, lowering your tax rates.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
I was thinking about all the different things that are going on with this new tax law and all the different sections and codes and so forth. I mean, do you ever encourage people to go online or the IRS.gov and look at these things, or is this more complicated than that?
It's complicated. So I always encourage people to go straight to the horse's mouth. But before you make a decision based on what you're reading and your interpretations, you really should call a professional so that they can help you kind of read through and navigate the code so that you actually get the interpretation of what's actually being written.
Right. So you get, I always kind of align myself, going to a cockpit of an airplane, you feel like you have all these things in front, but if you don't really know how to use it, so you have all the information in the world, especially, again, my bias, but you have all the information in the world about investments, but then how do you make strategy? How do you make use of that? And it's, as you said, it's the interpretation of that. So, sometimes you feel we have so much information, but we have to interpret it.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much to try to, again, I think you did a great job trying to dissect this crazy tax law. And again, a hope for you at home. Again, I want to thank you for being here, Brian. Be back on again, hopefully in a couple weeks. But in the meantime, I hope until next week, you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.